From Tidbits on September 10th, 2012, this is Text Expander 4 Fills In Fill-Ins, written by Michael E. Cohen. At our regular Tidbits staff meeting a week before Apple announced its third quarter financial results, see iPads, iPhones propel Apple's $8.8 billion Q3 2012 profit, we discussed how we were going to cover the earnings results conference call. Someone mentioned that our story from the previous quarter probably could be recycled with only minor changes, given how consistently profitable Apple had been of late. I was just finishing the revision to my Take Control of Text Expander book to bring it up to date with the newly released Text Expander 4, and so I jokingly suggested I could probably create a boilerplate article using Text Expander's powerful new fill-in capabilities. Hilarity, as it often does, ensued. Well, I didn't create a boilerplate article. We do have journalistic integrity here at Tidbits. But I did create a boilerplate opening paragraph snippet so I could quickly slug in the appropriate numbers as they were read out. Crafting the snippet took only a few minutes, and it was a lot of fun to figure out how to craft a template paragraph that could suit either expected profits or surprising losses. When it came time for us to write the story, we did, in fact, begin it with a revised version of the paragraph produced by my snippet. For those who are new to the party, let me explain some Text Expander basics. With Text Expander, you create short or not-so-short chunks of text that Text Expander calls snippets. You associate each snippet you create with a short, unique string of text called an abbreviation. Text Expander then watches what you type on your Mac and replaces the abbreviations that you type with the contents of the associated snippet. For example, I never type the name Text Expander anymore. I type the abbreviation I created for it, TTX, and Text Expander automatically replaces it with a snippet containing the text, Text Expander. It works much like the text substitution feature in OS 10.8, Mountain Lion's Language and Text Preference pane, but with considerably more flexibility. Much of that flexibility has to do with Text Expander macros. These are strings of text within a snippet, prefaced with a percent sign, that perform some special function. Text Expander has macros for positioning the cursor after a snippet is expanded, inserting the current date or a calculated date, and a number of others. One set of macros is for fill-in items you can enter at the time the snippet expands. Fill-ins in earlier versions of Text Expander provided simple fields to fill in, but Text Expander 4 offers several types of fill-in macros, not only text fields, but also pop-up menus, multi-line fields, and optional text passages. There are some other changes and new features in Text Expander 4, but fill-in snippets are the marquee feature. When you create a snippet, you don't have to type any macro code. Text Expander has menus that insert the macro code for you. But when you edit a snippet that contains macros, the macro code does appear like any other text, so a snippet with a lot of macros can look rather gnarly. In fact, with the addition of Text Expander 4's multiple types of fill-in macros, such as those that I used for the financial results article, a snippet can look at first glance highly chaotic. Smile Software, though, has made sure that such snippets are not only editable by code geeks, but by mere mortals who prefer a more friendly method. In Text Expander 4, the text editing pane in which you create your snippets may look like a simple text editor, but it isn't. When you double-click the text of any fill-in macro in a snippet, a specialized editor for the fill-in appears. Changes you make in the editor change the macro text in the snippets. You don't end up with any code stains on your fingers. Each fill-in macro can be assigned a name, too, to help you reduce typing when you fill the snippet in. If a named macro appears in several places in the snippet, you fill it in once in the fill-in window, and the content appears in all the fill-ins with that same name. I used that feature in my financial results snippet. I had to choose profit from only the first pop-up menu of the snippet to have profit appear in the other pop-up menu fill-in items in the paragraph. Of course, the financial results snippet is something I'm going to be able to use only a few times a year, but I use fill-in snippets far more often than that. For example, I have a snippet that generates the opening parts of Tidbits articles for me, title, blurb, and author whenever I start a new article. I also have a fill-in snippet I use for a book I'm writing to create figure and illustration file names so that they're always formed the way my editors like them. In Text Expander 4, fill-in snippets, which were already very handy, became an even more powerful tool and one that it's a pleasure to use. Sure, I may not be able to write the great American novel using Text Expander 4's fill-in snippets alone, but maybe when Text Expander 5 is ready. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by Bare Bones, Nuance, Crash Plan, Smile, Intego, Noteboom Productions, Global Delight, ScanSnap, and DOS Keyboard. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, subscribe to our podcast, and get updates via email, RSS, Twitter, Facebook, and our iOS app, visit us at tidbits.com. I'm Michael Cohen, and thanks for listening.